awukhulumi ngokuthi umuntu abuye ku-disciplinary hearing ungamtsheli ama-charges akhona, ungadinganga i-report yokuthi aphendule. Njalo ubuye lo muntu okuthiwa ngu-abita ovele egangeni ukuthi ukhethwe nguvani, ubhadalwa nguvani akwaziwa. Hhayi, lokhuyana kudlala lokhuyana. Nxa ukhuluma nge-disciplinary hearing kufuze kube proper. And i-disciplinary hearing ayenzelwa in some place eHarare. Kufuze kuye emahhofisini e-CCC. Ngoba lwana kuthiuse kwenye indawo emathokothokweni khona le Harare lapho kuthiwa kuzayenza khona i-disciplinary hearing. Vela kula hearing enjalo.
Paul izakwenzani lo chaba ngona?
Osebhalelwe incwadi ubaba lwana ukuthi atsho ukuthi ungubani, uvela ngapho, ukhethwe ngubani, ubhadalwa ngubani, ukuthi azoyenzani. So into lezana ziqakathekile, kungakakhulunywa ngokuthi i-disciplinary hearing. Kuzokhuluma ngokuthi ama-charges athi angena ku-hearing yiwaphi, evela ngaphi, kube le-report. Ngoba laye ukuthi apho nguvele egangeni khona le mathokothokweni esithi ule authority yokuthi azopreside over some hearing, no, akwenziwa njalo.
Siyakhumbula ukuthi uJabangu kwathiwa ame ukuthi abe sebenza lebandla le-CCC likhokhelwa ngumnumzane uRashman Ncube. Lakho khonoko asikho kungena khonoko abakudingayo.
Asikwazi umuntu lo phela vela simazi umuntu othu vele ekhangeni angithi othu ozo preside over a hearing. You don't do that. There are proper processes that you have to attend to angithi. And njobe sithi ngu-arbitrator kumele kuvunyelwane phela ukuthi arbitrator kuza kuba kubani. You can't just go and pinpoint somebody khona le emathokothokweni abuye sithi ngu-arbitrator. No, akusebenzi njalo.
So singathi uJabangu ngahambi vele kukhonoko.
Well, kule communication esiyenziwe to this guy, we'll take it up from there.